Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're going to try a segment out here. We're going to call it, You Guys Don't Want to Hear This, But. This is the Commander's edition of You Don't Want to Hear This, But. So we'll give you some examples, and then we'll open up the phones for you guys at 800-636-1067. So this is probably, if I had to sum it up, I would say maybe a take that isn't going to be loved by the fan base. Something that isn't going to go over well, but it's true. Little truth serum kind of take here. So Danny, why don't you go first? You guys don't want to hear this, but.
You guys do not want to hear this. And I'm going to catch some Eric blank for this.
Okay.
But they really botched the second round of this draft this year. They got a guy that can't get on the field for an offense that's struggling who plays offense. They got a defensive tackle for a defense that can't stop the run. That second round cornerback, Mikey Sanderstall, will help them. That should have been the only guy on that side of the ball they drafted. They missed their chance to really improve an offense that now is in desperate need of playmakers.
Ooh, okay. You guys don't want to hear this, but the offensive regression that we're seeing right now is the best thing that could have happened to this team. Because Cliff Kingsbury is not going to be a head coach anywhere next year if this continues.
He will get more of this, yeah.
He will be back as their offensive coordinator, and Jaden Daniels will have consecutive years working with Kingsbury in the same offense without any major changes. You don't want to hear this, but they weren't winning the Super Bowl this year anyway. So you might as well come back to the pack, a little dose of reality, be what you actually are, not play above your head, and not lose your offensive coordinator to a head coaching job.
You guys probably don't want to hear this, but they botched this Austin Seibert thing. He was rushing back from injury, and you let him do it. There should have been more patience and more calm. Right? Because he's got someone breathing down his neck now, and old Zane Gonzalez kicking from the practice squad or whatever. They did a Brian Daboll kind of bit where they go, this injured guy, I'll take him at his word for it. Now he can't kick it out of the end zone. I don't want to say it lost you a game. What lost you the game was you weren't as good as the Cowboys and a million things went wrong. But some of those mechanical things about not being able to kick the ball out of the end zone, some of the botches, now the guy's on IR 48 hours after the final game, they didn't handle this kicker situation correctly.
You guys don't want to hear this. But if you're just looking at the last few weeks of football, Jaden Daniels might be the fourth best rookie quarterback playing over these last couple of weeks. Now, he should be the rookie of the year as of the whole season. But if we're just looking at the last couple of weeks, Bo Nix in Denver, Drake May in New England, Caleb Williams with a new coordinator in Chicago, if you're ranking the quarterbacks based on their last couple of maybe three games or so, I think Jaden Daniels is third or fourth. Now, that's a very, very small sample and may not matter. But it's been a little while. You guys don't want to hear this, but September was a while ago, man. October, middle of October was a month ago. It's time to get Jaden Daniels back on track here because we are headed toward kind of a half and half year where he's been electric, unbelievable, historic, amazing for about half of the year. And the other half has been very fine. I'd like to get back to the electricity and the fun and the let's talk about him as an MVP stuff.
I can't prove this one. I just read this before. I've done this dance before. I've seen it. You guys aren't going to want to hear this. But this Marshawn Lattimore hamstring thing ain't going away. We're going to be doing this dance for a while. Limited on Wednesday, Thursday walkthrough, tried individual drills, is on the Curtis Samuel treadmill on the Memorial bike on the side. This thing is not going anywhere. We're not just going to all of a sudden have him, and then he plays great.
You guys don't want to hear this, but Brian Robinson gets hurt too much, and they need a new RB1 this offseason. They need to go get someone with some speed who can stay on the field and prove a little bit more durable. I like B-Rob as much as you guys do. In fact, I love the kid. 25 years old, what he's overcome. He's done some really good things. But you're going into a week against the Dallas Cowboys, easiest team to run on in the National Football League, and he gets banged up on the first play, and it's 5-for-13 after he got rolled up on. It was a gruesome, awful-looking thing. I can't believe he wasn't more seriously hurt.
Yeah, same.
But here we are. He's got 2 100-yard games this season. They're too good a rushing team when it's right for that to be the case. All right, the segment is called You Don't Want to Hear This, But. It's Commander's Edition. Clary, what do you got?
You guys may not want to hear this, but Terry McLaurin ain't going to be a wide receiver one on this team making a playoff push. He's good. He's a wide receiver 1B. You need a Justin Jefferson. You need someone who has Sam Darnold throwing him the ball and he's still going to get 130 yards and 2 touchdowns. And sometimes Terry just ain't that.
Wow. So hold on. Let me double click on this because you're right. I don't like that very much.
Yeah.
I didn't like hearing that.
I'm not saying you said anything wrong. So you're saying to make the playoffs or to like make a playoff
make
run?
A playoff push. Like in the playoffs. So, yeah.
So to go on a run, they need basically a better receiver than McLaurin and then let him be the 1B.
Yes. And then you are set.
I think you're right about two things. One, people are going to hate that. And two, they'd be a hell of a lot more explosive offensively if that was the case.
Now, he's fourth in the league in receiving yards. However, he's the only guy that's played 12 games on that list. If you go to yards per game, it's a very different story.
Well, he's having a great year.
He's had a very nice year, yeah.
He's had 5 100-yard games for the first time in his career. That's never happened before. But, I mean, we see it. He's the number one receiver in, like, contested catch category stuff. He has to make a lot of catches with dudes draped all over him. He occasionally does get open deep vertically down the field. This past week, he had a guy beat, and Jaden Daniels basically threw the ball out of bounds. Daris.
You guys aren't going to want to hear this, but Jeremy Chinn, he's made a lot of fans this season so far, but he might have played himself out of a contract here. His price tag might have increased way too high for the liking of Adam Peters and company. I don't think Jeremy Chinn's re-signing here next year.
Ooh. How about that?
I do know he was flat-footed on that touchdown that went right over his head. And some sort of cover in like a middle third of the field. Oh, I didn't like that.
We weren't going to talk about that.
DBs are going to have bad plays. He's been mostly awesome.
I think so.
Even in this game, by the way, he had a couple of huge plays and big moments. The hit he levied on have been maybe a fumble. I think it was 83. I think it was that guy I had to look up, Jalen Brooks. My God, that was Sean Taylor-esque.
Those kind of hits you don't see anymore.
I know. You really don't.
Awesome.
I love Jeremy Chinn. I need him. I want him to get a long-term deal. Daris is talking some S here, saying maybe he's played his way out of Washington with a big old payday, and they don't want to pay another safety. They got Quan Martin.